Welcome to the Transform Sales Podcast, where forward-thinking business leaders come to share their experiences and ideas, learn from each other, and amplify their results together.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to another episode of the Transform Sales Podcast, the software review series, where we question and interview awesome CEOs and founders of amazing sales tech, Mario Martinez Jr. I've known Mario for about 7 years now, CEO of Vengresso, which transformed into a transformative technology company maybe a year and a half ago. Mario, man, welcome. How are you?
Good, bro. Thank you very much for having me.
So let's get into it, man. Let's tell us about the software product, FlyMessage, and what you want to share with us today.
Oh, bro. Well, I'm excited to be here with you. So we started FlyMessage a couple of years ago, really designed to help sellers to be able to engage with their target buyers quicker, faster, and better. And essentially what we discovered was all of us had things like templates or snippets of messages that we would store in a Google Doc, Word Doc, OneNote, Evernote, Notepad, Notebook, draft email, or worse yet, we would hunt and peck for it inside of a send folder. And so in our training programs that we were giving, we actually had these 60 different sales scripts the sellers could utilize. Everything from book a meeting to a cold email template to happy work anniversary and converting that into a meeting actually on LinkedIn. So what we found what sellers were doing was they were constantly going to all these different apps to be able to find a message that they wanted, copy, paste it, and then engage with a buyer. So we created this software, which is initially a text expander software that you could take all of your messages, put them into the cloud with a few short keystrokes. You could actually build out these entire messages. And then we continue to add on top of that. We kept discovering that really sellers in their process were struggling with various different circumstances. One of them being, as an example, they were having a difficult time writing social engagement. So posts, as an example, or writing comments on LinkedIn. And we were all about the message, right? And so we started adding on different components and layers to FlyMessage to really help the seller speed up time so they spend more time selling, less time administratively. And secondly, in order to be able to engage with their target buyer better and faster, because we know that sellers aren't writers. So we started doing a lot of writing for them.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I guess one thing to add, I'll unpack that for listeners, is that, you know, as a seller, they're also measured on the results they get, right? So if they are storing messages in multiple platforms, if they're writing quality, if they increase their writing quality and the time goes down, there's always the time per meeting kind of functionality. So you're almost, in a way, helping sales reps keep the quality of the writing high and the quality of their social selling high so that they're getting more meetings per hour. Because at the end of the day, right, you're measured meetings per hour. So you're also helping sales reps hit quota, right, essentially, without losing quality, where like a writer would be like, okay, cool. When I take the time to write quality messages, I get results, but I'm not getting enough results in a 40-hour week, right? So you're helping them doing social selling essentially faster, cheaper, and more efficient.
Exactly. So you think about this. So taking the writing of messaging, right? That is a difficult task that most of us spend quite a bit of time on. As an example, what we've heard from all of our sales enablement leaders that we've worked with and a lot of their individual sellers is that when they go to engage on, let's just say I'm selling to you, Amir, as a CEO. If I go to engage with you, I have to go to your individual profile. Once I hit your profile, I have to go to your individual posts. Then I have to look at each one of those posts to determine which post can I actually engage with thoughtfulness and with insight. And that usually takes about a 5-minute long delay. And that is because I'm reading and I'm assessing which one should I write. Then let's just say I pick one. Now I pick one, I spend another 3 to 5 minutes trying to write out a comment that actually is relevant and that will capture the individual's attention. And then after that, I spend another 1 to 5 minutes adding in any individual hashtags to a comment or at mentioning and trying to get LinkedIn to work. And the name of the game right now is that we've got to find the alternate channels to be able to engage with our target buyers, or as I like to call it, an omni-channel approach to engaging with our target buyers. Why is that? very specifically, if you think about the time I just gave you, that time for social engagement took anywhere between 5 to 15 minutes. Now, if you're targeting 50 prospects in a day, that's about 12.5 hours at the very highest end, or 6 hours at the very lowest end. That's an insane amount of time for us to spend. So what we want to be thinking about doing is how to leverage AI and how to leverage writing capabilities that puts it right into the workflow so that we can actually engage with a target buyer. And very specifically, when we think about how to put all this together, one of our biggest challenges as salespeople is that we're not writers. And we're not actually trained to be writers. So our big challenge is really taking the time to be able to figure out how to write the perfect message that is relevant, has context, that leads to our solution, that will get us noticed, and also that's got good grammar. Because some of these things that we're seeing, there's some bad stuff out there. And with the introduction of Google's message and Yahoo's message that they'll be implementing in February, this whole idea of spray and pray on email with platforms like, you know, SalesLoft or Outreach, which and Apollo and all these great platforms, they're great platforms. But the problem is we've just dumped in emails, we put it into a sequence, and we started firing off crap. And so just this morning, it took me 23 minutes. I clocked it, bro. 23 minutes to go through all my emails and weed out the new newsletters that I was put on, 11 new newsletters, the spam emails that I got from sequences that are taking place from, I sent you a message already. You didn't respond to this. Are you interested? And to look at the various emails that I thought were actual real emails.
Yeah.
Turns out they were great subject lines that pulled me in, and then I had to click on them and then realize this is just a sales opportunity and I'm not interested in whatever they have to talk about. So the channel that we have to now begin to use is definitely still the phone, still the email, but more uniquely now with email personalization, definitely social and video. And that's where we're coming in terms of tools and capabilities to help sellers at.
Yeah, well, I want to give people a little bit of your backstory, right? Because anybody who's listening to us now, if you don't know Mario, right, you know, you see him as the CEO of Flymessage, right? But if we rewind how I know Mario, I know him as the owner of Angresso, which was actually pioneering social selling, right? So if you're a remote candidate in our marketplace looking to button up your social selling skills, Mario has, I believe, free and paid courses, I think, on your platform, right? So like the story you didn't tell was that you've been teaching people how to do social selling, right? And by teaching people how to do social selling, you were able to teach people about when, where, what, right? When it comes to a message, right? But then you also discovered the problem. And the problem was the time it would take to do it correctly. So it's almost as if, from my point of view, from an outsider, that you were teaching people social selling, and then you knew firsthand the limitations were time and grammar and spelling. So you almost saw that you created this course, people understood it, but what was gapped was that they needed a technology to make it faster, cheaper, and more efficient to almost execute your training. And that's how I see it. Is that true statement, or am I just making stuff up?
Beautifully put. I'll simplify it for everybody listening in. And today we still have this for salespeople. So we actually have our Fly learning platform.
Yeah, and if you're in the remote candidate marketplace, we've got 10,000 people and growing. This is for you guys. Sign up for free. Keep going, Mario.
100%. And inside of Fly Learning, there's 14 hours of sales prospecting content, all related to the digital side. The only thing I don't cover is I don't cover cold calling. I cover everything else, 6 hours worth of LinkedIn, 4 hours worth of how to create great videos to capture your buyer's attention, the first 7 seconds, what you have to do, right? LinkedIn, how to use the referral, how to be able to prospect, and many, many organizations from the likes of Cisco, Seismic, ADP, the large organizations wanted to certify their sellers on our training program. So that's available. It's in Fly Learning. It's part of our sales professional plan. And if you think about what you just said, we're going to teach a seller how to engage, and we're going to teach a seller how to write messaging. All right. So to your point, we taught people how to do it, but now we need a technology to facilitate that. And that's where Flymessage originally came in from, was I'm going to help you. I'm going to teach you how to write messages. Whatever messages you've written, I'm going to give you a tool that you can quickly deploy that as a text expander. And I'll show you guys in just a little bit. And I'm going to teach you how to engage. So now I'm going to give you AI tools that are going to allow you to be able to engage at scale. And that's super important to understand.
Yeah, and this gets home for us, right? Because at CloudTest, we're a marketplace, we're a RevOps marketplace. And a lot of the candidates in our marketplace, whether they're in our marketplace or whether they're just listening to this, and they're getting jobs on their own, right? In order for them to get the best jobs, right, they're gonna have to display a level of experience and a level of skill, right? And if they can come to a job interview certified on social selling, right, with tools that help them execute, they can earn a higher salary, they can deliver faster results, and they can move up the ladder. It's really as simple as that, right? So for me, this technology hits home because not only does it help buyers that are looking to hit revenue goals, which visit our marketplace, but it also helps our sellers. So this is one of those positive feedback loops for us, which I love, right? Talk to me a little bit about your ideal customer for the software product. Is it a SaaS company, a service company, 100 employees, 200 employees? What is your sweet spot? What is your 80-20 rule? Who do you help the most? Not excluding anybody. We're not being exclusive. So if you don't get mentioned, you can still try Fly Message, but we want to get that 80-20 out of you.
Yeah, good question. So first off, our target market is the 1 billion knowledge workers. What we discovered was that everybody uses templates and everybody uses snippets of messages, even something as simple as an accounts payable person asking for money. However, what we discovered out of all the knowledge workers, which is pretty much every Tom, Dick, and Harry you could possibly think of, if you are of any role, you literally have stored out some messages. But what we also discovered is that 50% of our entire user base comes from the sales line of business, customer success, and business owners, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, which are AKA sellers. Anybody who's a seller or a business owner knows that you're selling too. So and one more avenue, recruiters. And of that 50%, 25% represents the sales line of business. So sales line of business is a huge component of the knowledge workers that we go after. And for those of you that don't know the term knowledge worker, by the way, a year and a half ago when I started fundraising, I didn't know that I was supposed to be using knowledge worker, but a knowledge worker replaced the term white collar worker. I guess that's not politically correct. So who knew? That having been said, those that sit behind a desk all day long and or a computer all day long and utilizing various different SaaS applications. So our target market is the entire knowledge worker, the workforce that is a knowledge worker. So pretty much 1 billion knowledge workers globally. And of that, salespeople, customer success, HR, and business owners represent the largest community.
It's time for you to share your screen and to show us the magic of Fly Message.
All right. Hopefully now you're looking at my Gmail. Is that right?
We are.
All right. Perfect. So let me show you several use cases that that sellers could take a look at and use. I'm constantly asked, Amir, to schedule meetings out, and hopefully you are too in your book and meetings. What I usually do is I type a message out saying, hey, Amir, yeah, no problem. Let's go ahead and schedule some time. Here are two dates and times that work for me. If that doesn't work, let's go ahead and use my calendar link. Would that work for you? And that is a message that I would usually type out. So what I've done is I've created a shortcut called -BAM. And when I do that, as you can see right before your eyes, it just built out that entire message right there. Yeah. So that's called a shortcut or a fly cut, we call it, right? That you use a fly cut. But what if I forgot my message? What if I'm looking for a message and I'm like, I can't remember my shortcut? No problem. Whether I'm in Gmail, Outlook Online, LinkedIn, or LinkedIn Sales Navigator, I can come inside here and let's just say I'm looking for one that someone's asked me to change my plans. I know I have the word change inside of here. And now I can mouse over, do a search, and I can say, yep, this is the one right here. Boom, I select it and it auto inserts right inside of Gmail for me. And I can do GIFs, images, videos, you name it. I can add that rich text right inside of here. So we've deployed the text expander capabilities to be able to work anywhere online on any SaaS platform. And it's millions upon millions of websites that you can deploy out things. Even something as stupid simple as, hey, let's meet in my Zoom room, -ZM. And when I do that, I switched that up there, put it in the wrong spot. But you can see that it built out right there. Let me do that over again so you guys can see it. Hold on one second. And I'm going to put it right inside of here, -ZM, boom, right there. So you can see that you can build this out and utilize this technology to be able to really help you speed up time. Now, let me take you over to what we've got going on over here. And you can see I'm actually writing something right now. So I'm going to actually come back over here. And one of the things that we did, I'm going to close this out so you can see, and I'm going to start a
now, post. Now we're in LinkedIn for everybody watching, right? You went from email to LinkedIn.
That's
and,
right.
And the app works natively within email, natively within LinkedIn. And right now that's you're doing right. A post.
Yeah. So awesome. This time I'm going to use Fly Post now. And Fly Post is all about helping you with the written word. So you can see we've injected this these features right inside of your post, right inside of here. So what would I do as a seller? Well, first off, I would go to my blog, my company's blog. I would look at the latest article that has been written. And then I would come inside of here and I would put that title of that article or the URL right inside of the prompt right inside here. But for the sake of this demo, I'm just going to talk about write a template or a thought leadership post about, and we're going to put sales prospecting success for 2024. I don't know what it's going to pull out. You can see I've got my prompt inside of here. I could either hit the enter button or this little envelope inside here. And we're going to go out and write. Oh, hold on 1 second.
And while you're doing this, I'm going to add to everybody knowing this. AI is not meant to hit a button and hit post. It is meant to get your message written out much faster and for you to proofread it and check it. Because that's one thing that I want to remind everybody who's using any AI tool, no matter what it is. These are all tools to make your job faster. It's not a tool to blindly just do your job. So you always got to proofread.
Bro, I have a problem. It's a live demo that's going on literally as we speak. And I got a message like minutes before we got in from our engineering manager saying he's taking the application down because he's got to do an emergency patch. And I told him you got 5 minutes to do it. And that was 10 minutes ago. So I
don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to use my fly message, not right now. But I'm going to use my fly message and I'm going to create some content and show people how I use it, especially the remote candidates. And we're going to get you back on the show to show you some people, some shortcuts. But for me, I'm like, I got to see enough, right? The big thing is, guys, as you saw from what we showed, it's keeping you right in LinkedIn. You don't got to go anywhere. You don't got to copy paste. It's going to be right underneath the post and it's going to just act as if it's part of LinkedIn. And it also works not only for posting, but it works for commenting. So if you come across a post from Mario, you'll have that same bar right underneath the LinkedIn comment and you can write your comment right away, which I love because I, you know, for me, I saw enough to know exactly how it works. And I'm sure our listeners did too. Anything back to show or you want to?
Yeah, so I'll show you the text expander capabilities. I'm inside of LinkedIn Sales Navigator, as you can see right inside of here. I could do something like dash BAM and deploy out my message, as you see building out right here. Or if I forget it, I've got this little icon right inside of here where I can click on it and I can say, hey, you know what? I want my message dash ZM to be deployed out in mails. So I can do that from here. I could also, if I come back to my home screen inside of Sales Navigator, right inside of here, if I'm doing social selling correctly and at scale, I'm using the lead, the news feed to be able to engage with target buyers by clicking view on their posts. And what you'll see right inside of here is we've also injected Fly Message, in this case, Fly Engage directly inside of the comment right inside of Navigator. That's consistent with the same exact theme that I can build out these messages. And actually we read the entire post right inside of here, write a thoughtful reply. And what you'll see is I can also do a custom prompt as well. So let's just say I don't like any of the prompts that I've created, a thoughtful reply, and I want to change it. Well, what I teach sellers to do is just copy ours as a baseline. And you come inside of here and now go to custom. And you can modify this to say, write a positive as an example, an inspiring reply. And you can add on any other content that you want inside of the custom. Or just use our pre-engineered prompts.
And I want to pause you right there. For anybody seeing this, because it looks so native to LinkedIn, that bar that you saw with the orange wheel, it looks like it's part of LinkedIn. It's not. That's Fly Message, right? So it's going to keep you in your in-mail. It's going to keep you on the comments and keep you in the Gmail. You're not going to have to move around and you're going to be able to do that right away. And that's where the speed comes in and the efficiency. For anybody listening, but one also cool thing is Mario was kind enough to give us a coupon code. So anybody who's looking to get Fly Message, you could try it for free. And if you're happy with what you like, We have a coupon code that's going to be lasting until Jan 1st in the comments, and it'll give you 30% off a year subscription. And then for anybody in our remote community, we want to get you signed up and impressing these interviews, and we want to get you in those courses. Mario, anybody wants to connect with you, follow with you, learn from you, what's the best way, the best channel for them to be engaged?
Hey, make sure you tell me that you saw me on this podcast, revolutionizing sales productivity with Amir, and connect with me on LinkedIn, send a personalized request. And hey, go to flymsg.io, download the latest version of the software from a Chrome extension, and start commenting on my own posts. I'll know it's you that you're using our own software. But you're right, Amir, you can get a 30% off. There's a coupon code that you'll get access to. And for a limited time, you'll be able to get that 30% off right there on any of our yearly plans. And by the way, our most expensive yearly plan is $132. That includes all of the training content that I talked about, includes all of Fly Message Text Expander, all of the Fly Engage for commenting, and all of Fly Posts for creating your own social posts as a generator, and minus 30%.
Yeah, that's probably like a week of working. It'll save your time. It'll save you $100 worth in a week.
Bro, most of us will spend that much in a weekend dinner or across a weekend, you know, in terms of taking our significant other out.
So yes, in Colombia, no. I'm just joking. I'm always playing around with Mario about moving to Colombia. He's resisting me, but we'll get him eventually. We'll get you to the sanctuary city when you're ready.
I love it.
The real sanctuary city. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Transformer Sales Podcast, the Sales Software Review Series. Mario Martinez Jr., you're the man. I appreciate you. And I really enjoyed watching your career evolve from the master trainer, a person that was early on teaching people the social sell, to now a tech leader that is building tools to enable people. The focus is amazing, and your expertise is definitely appreciated. You've helped thousands of people, and I think you'll continue to help thousands more. And I hope to help you help those people more often. So thank you again, and I'll let you go.